Let's welcome on the phone right now the founding partner from Spiros Law, Jim Spiros. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking some time to talk about farm safety. It's, it is a dangerous industry, and, there's injuries that happen on the farm. So we wanted to discuss that with you today. What makes farming such a dangerous industry, Jim?
Well, it's always been dangerous because of the amount of mechanized equipment. Traditionally, that's what made farming dangerous, and the amount of hours that are worked, which leads to exhaustion and leads to injuries. The majority of the farm injuries in today's world occur on the roadway, and that's what we try to bring attention to. And it's generally involving the general public involved in a traffic crash with a piece of farm equipment or an implement or a tractor. And so what we try to do as Farm Safety Week approaches is bring awareness to the roadway for both the operators of the farm equipment and the general public. And what we recommend is that we just slow down, we give way to the farm equipment, we take our time, we notice the amber lights and the triangles, and we really try to bring awareness to the after sunset hours. Because farming is so intensive and it's got to be done when it's available, in other words, when the weather cooperates, farming is equally as active after sunset as it is during daylight hours. And sometimes when we're on the roadway at night, we don't appreciate that there's equipment and the size of the equipment. So what we ask the general public to do is be aware, give way, and slow down. And likewise to the farming operators, we ask them to have an escort vehicle behind their equipment or alongside the equipment, so that the general public has a greater berth and has a little more awareness.
Right. Yeah, it's, some important information. And slowing down, I know we all have somewhere to go, but give them the space and be respectful, and everyone needs to be safe, obviously, when there's farm vehicles moving around. I'm talking with Jim Spiros, founding partner at Spiros Law. You mentioned some of the topics for Farm Safety Week approaching. And what are some common injuries on a farm?
Well, again, the mechanized equipment leads to a lot of hand injuries. So traditionally, over the years, we've seen a lot of what we call, upper extremity injuries. That's generally from the elbow down because there's so many moving parts. But as time has gone on and things have become a lot more sophisticated and actually a lot more safe, we're seeing a lot more injuries on the roadways. And that involves the general public. And the size of the equipment is greater today than it's ever been. And the roadways are still approximately the same size. So we have a much more narrow space to get around equipment, to give birth to equipment. And that's something that we just really reinforce every time we talk about farm safety, is giving the equipment a wide berth, slowing down, realizing the equipment's not going to be on the roadway forever. If we could just give them a little bit of time, we can go about our way safely. Right. But again, traditionally it was the upper extremity injuries, and now it's the roadway injuries that we're seeing.
Gotcha. Okay. Appreciate that information. Jim Spiros from Spiros Law on the phone today. So if somebody is injured, in a farming injury, how can you guys help? What would Spiros Law do to assist?
Sure. What we always tell everyone is to seek a medical attention immediately. That is the first and foremost thing that should be done. And then secondly, reach out to us. Oftentimes, it's important that we take a look at the equipment, take a look at the scene, talk to witnesses sooner rather than later. So once your medical attention is addressed, reach out to us at spiroslaw.com. That's SPIROSLAW.com. Or our local number, of course, which has been around forever, 815-929-9292.
Yep, we all need to slow down and be safe, and appreciate that reminder today. Jim Spiros, founding partner at Spiros Law. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks for having us.